George Lange has just celebrated his third birthday. Like most three-year-olds, he is full of energy. But for George and his parents, any step he takes is a gift.
They basically at that time just told us that they had identified that he had biliary atresia, and we were shocked and had a bit of a breakdown, actually, because we really had prepared ourselves to hear that wasn't what they would find.
The disease affects 1 in 10,000 newborns worldwide. Dr. Evan Nadler is a specialist at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. He says the disease damages the bile ducts.
And what happens over time is these bile ducts become obliterated or fibrotic and basically stop bile flow from the liver. And then with more time, if left untreated, the liver gets backed up and it eventually leads to liver failure.
Josh had surgery to attach the liver to the small intestine so the bile could drain. The procedure corrected the problem, at least temporarily.
The doctors had prepared us that even though the Kasai procedure, which is the name of the surgery, functioned, that there was still a chance, a fairly good chance, that at some point he would need a liver transplant in the future.
After the surgery, the family returned to Jerusalem, where the Dwanches were working for a humanitarian organization. Everything was fine until a few days before Christmas last year, when they were en route to the U.S.
Josh got a mild fever on the plane, and we, you know, frankly, I don't think we made very much of it.
But it was the beginning of a roller coaster for the family. After several hospital visits in Seattle, Josh was sent to Stanford University's Children's Hospital in California and was placed on the list for a liver transplant. At the same time, it turned out that Alvana, his mother, was compatible and could be a living donor.
I felt a sense of relief together with gratitude. Of course, at the same time, I was a little bit scared and a little bit nervous because it was a very long surgery. And most of all, I was worried that I would not, after all of this would finish, I would not be able to take care of my son. And Andy would have to have two patients in the house instead of one.
At the last minute, though, an outside donor was found. The same day, after a 10-hour operation at Stanford, Josh had a new liver and a new lease on life.
After surgery, these children can live a totally normal life.
Dr. Nadler says no one knows what triggers biliary atresia, although there are theories. Susan Robinson is a vice president for programs at the American Liver Foundation. Her organization raises money for liver research and,
as part of its fundraising, engages communities around the country in a number of special events that raise money to help educate and raise awareness around the country.
The Dwanches learned about one of these activities, the Liver Life Walk in Seattle, and they organized a team and raised money for it.
We both felt that there was nothing better and nothing more meaningful for us than an action of support for all of those people that, in a way or in another, suffer from different liver diseases.
Andy says he's grateful for the liver that saved his son. But he says the family that lost a child whose liver Josh now has is in their hearts.
It's important just to acknowledge also the fact that another family suffered tremendously in order to have that gift passed on to Josh's.
When they see their son running, laughing, and enjoying every day, they feel that for them every anxious moment paid off.
Another day.
Keita Costrezzi, VOA News.